Vayter in Shas, Miri and Brother Basidav Pei Aleph, picking up on the top of the me by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zog da yilig a Mishnah. Kodesh da yilonis b'zog sa de chaveh. Let's say I buy you a field. You have a bunch of trees. I buy two trees in your field. And Rashbam points out, Stama lo kana karka sviv of klal. When I did it stam, I don't get any karka around it at all. I feel makal me ilon, even the place of the tree itself. I read kamisha kanam the pear surface. I can buy it just for its fruits. Okisha yavish. When it goes and it dries up, you get on out. Hare back in the Mishnah, Hare ze lo kana karka. This guy's not kana karka. Rmer Omer, Rmer says, kana karka. No, he has gotten karka, says Rishbam, de chashvi lehu, stay ha ilan. Because according to Rabbi Meir, two trees is considered stay ilan, the field of trees, therefore he gets some land with it. And the Gemara is going to talk about how much he gets, etc. That, right, so that's if he gets two trees. Higdilu lo yishafeh. If the branches of the trees start to grow and they go over the land, right, that's the one who sold it, his land, then the seller is not allowed to go and cut them. Sister Spot, Higdilu, herchivo anafim harbe, lo yishafeh, lo yiktsots osem bal karka. The bal karka, you who own this land that I bought this tree from, you know, it starts to grow everywhere. You're not, the branches are going over it, you're not allowed to go cut down. Afo pi, shatsel ra, lebez hashlach, you know, it's bad for this field that needs to be irrigated, the kiva. The Ein Lo Karka Lebal Ha'ilanos Sarei Shibid Lo Sadeil Etzarcha Ilanos Kol Tzarkon Shal Menas Kein Lokhan. The way that Tanakam understands it is that someone who sells two trees is giving no land to the buyer. So if it's understood that the seller is giving his own land to give the needs of these trees. So if the trees grow over his land, you can't cut them down, even if they're going to stop the sun from getting over there and it's going to be messing you over. Whatever grows from the trunk belongs to the buyer. Says Rishbam Geza b'Gemara Farsh Shalom Shabal Ha'ilan Demiguf Ilanos Kasi. So I bought that tree from you. Therefore, whatever comes from the Geza belongs to me because it's coming from the tree itself. Umina Shrashim Shabal Karka. But if it comes from the Shrashim, from the roots, then it belongs to the Karka, the one who owns the land. That would be you, the seller. Says Rishbam to give it to Mitachas the Karka Yotzi Mikarko Gadol. Right. So it's now this stuff is coming from like the ground itself. Not from the tree, and therefore it belongs to you, the seller. V'imesu ein lo karka, and if the tree ends up dying, the buyer doesn't have the land at all. That is, his response, mesu means yofchu dries up, ein lo karka, lita ilan achibim koman, I can't go and now plant another tree in its place. Kana shlosha, but let's say it wasn't two trees, but rather it was three trees. Kana karka, then land does come along with it, says the Rashbam, the chashivi sat stea ilan. Of Gemara first, kame yesh lo karka, v'hech, nituim, demitzafi, how much land is gonna be? And, that will see. Higdilu yishafeh, and if the trees they grow over the land of the seller, then he is allowed to go and trim them. It says Rishbam, Higdilu chutz lekarka shalan, yishafeh hamocher, dekeven de'inatuin mishel mocher, kiem bekarka shalokeach. Now it becomes that land in there, like becomes the lokeach. I mean, stuff outside of it, you know, what do you want from me? He says, you who sold the, you have the land, I bought these three things. Vamocher lo shibi lo karka shalan, he's not giving over his karka, enu minichan likanis mishalo, miachash mazikan lo, is damaging it by putting too much shade. Whatever grows from the trunk or from the roots belongs to the buyer because it all comes all his now. The land's his also. Vimesu, and let's say it dries up, then Yishlo Kaka. He does have land that he wants. He can go and he can redo it again, replant another tree. Says the Gemara. We have a machlokas like this in Bikurim, like we saw the Tanakh Mayor. Tanan Hatsu Vimish over there it says, Hakonashay Lodim Zochel Chavir, if someone goes and buys two trees in the field's friend. Maybe in Ukari, what does he do? He brings Bikurim, you know, from the first fruits that comes out of there, but he doesn't go out and he doesn't read from the Psukkim of Bikurim because he didn't have the land that the trees grew in. And the Rashbam points out, Lefisha Lokana Karka, Lokarina Ve Pri Ha'adama, Ashana Satali, you don't say the fruits of the Adama that you give Tomei, Ulakaman, Parachim Kane, Lamamavi, then why would you go and bring the first place? Someone's going to ask. But that is the Tanakam. But Meir Omi says, maybe Vikari. No, you go. You bring, and you read from the Pesukim. It says, Rashbam, maybe Vikari, Meir, Latame, Israeli, Kanakaka, Avilechim, oh, there'd be one tree that you'd be masking, then nothing, that wouldn't be the case. But two would be enough there for he goes to get the land also. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Shmuel. Mechayev Haya, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would be Mechayev to say the Pesukim would be cool. Ma'af Belokech Peris Minashuk, even if someone bought fruits from the tree, let's say in the Shuk. even though he doesn't own the land where the fruit's growing over here. According to Shmuel, Rabbi Meir's thing about Bikurim is nothing really to do with our Mishnah at all. Says the Heilige Heilige Rashbam that maybe the first one that, you know, the one that grew first, kosher, but gami, they would tie a little string around it. It was the first one. The wow. When he's dealing bikurim, even in such a case, he would deal even with one tree, he would do the same thing. That statement of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, how does he know that idea that according to Rabbi Meir, someone who owns the trees without having any land, you would bring bikurim with saying the psokim? If Rabbi Meir's case is talking about a case where somebody would acquire the land with the trees. Midigatani Mishnah Yesera, he learned that for the fact that we have an extra Mishnah that's taught in Bikurim, brings up that point. Says the Rashba, Mishnah Yesera, Hachta Bikurim, this extra Shtikotoyr over here. Michli, let's break it down. What? Break it down. Tana lay the Yeshlo Karka, the Mishnah said explicitly that someone who buys two trees, then he gets the Karka, Pshita, the maybe Vikori. Obviously, in this case, you go and you bring, and he would call you, and also bring the Psukkim of the Bikurim. So why does it have to say that the Mishnah says afterwards, in Bikurim to bring down this principle. Elishma mina mechayev Rabbi Meir af belukech peres min hashok. He's mechayev even if a person takes it from the shok. Says Rashbam v'halchi kamer afilu im kidivreichem kainhu the shnei lanos ein lam karka. Even if that would be the case, they don't have karka. Afilu hachi maybe v'kari deloch hashin lekarka gabe mikra Bikurim, because we don't worry about the fact that it's karka or not when it comes to saying the psukim. I freaked out. What do you mean? V'aksev asher tovi miartzcha says that you came from your land, which means that Bikurim the one brings Bikurim only from fruit that grew in his land. Someone who buys fruits, he doesn't do either one. He doesn't bring it, he doesn't read it, nothing. Says, going to Ahu, that pasuk from your land, when it says, it's coming to include, to, I'm sorry, to exclude chutzlarts. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't mean that an individual has to have the own this land that the Bikurim grew on. I have aksiv ad the maschab. Even another pasuk it says that it's got to be ad mascha. It says reishis bikuri ad the mascha. Tavi beis Hashem lokecha lo sevashu gidi bchalivimo. Says Rashbam aksiv that reishis bikuri ad the mascha tavi. That's got to be, which means over here it's your land, which means not only Eretz Yisrael but your land. Lamute ad masakum. No, what that's coming to exclude is the adama, the land of a non Jew. One who buys fruit from grown by a yid in Eretz Yisrael, he has to bring Bikurim. It's from a guy than that. Says Rashbam, Shem Yishlo La'akum Karkam Eretz Yisrael, Lachim Mena Paris, Ain Mevi Mehem Bikurim. You do not go and bring Bikurim from such a case. I have Oksivashara Satali, but it says in the Pasuk that I brought from the what's the full pasuk? It says Va'ato Hine Visi. Sreishis Priya Damashana Satali Hashem Vinachta Lefnei Hashem Alokecha. Vishtacha Visa Lefnei Hashem Alokecha. Right? So what did it mean over here? That it says that I brought the first fruits of Bikurim from the land you gave me, which means that only that the one bringing Bikurim must own the land that it came from it, right? So what's Rabbi Meir going to say about that? So he's going, no. Do you have to leave Zuzay Vizavnimu? The answer is, buying the fruit can also be called given over, because he says, who gave me the money? I mean, you thank you, Hashem, for giving me the money to be able to go ahead, to have that cash, to be able to buy the fruit. And now you go on and bring Bikurim based off that. So he's not thanking Hashem for causing the fruit to grow in his land. He's aiming for giving the cash money, the plata, the dinero, to be able to buy it, and to be able to give, so he gives the Bikurim. Masiv Rabba, Fricked Rabba. So Shmuel is alive and well right now, and everything is good and dandy, right? So when we said the statement was, Amr of Yudam Shmuel, Mechaiva Yerbi Meir, even when you just buy a pair of Sindashuk, he's still going to. We're going to say cash now on that from a Raisa. Hakon Ilan Echabatel Shelchav, if someone goes buys one tree in front of the field of his friend, maybe Vienukor, he goes and brings Bikurim, and he doesn't read the Psukim. The Vishal Kanakaka, he didn't Kanakaka. Divri Yerbi Meir, Zakas Grubi Meir. Oh! So the Bais says straight up that you have to own the land. There's bring Bikurim. We need to say that. And so the Gemara, to you have to. Taka, you're right. We knock it out. It's knocked out. Therefore, if you remember Rabbi Meir, we'll be asking, you have to own the land in order for you to be able to go ahead and have to say, maybe Bikurim. And so that whole shtickle is knocked out. Amar Lei Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim Rabbi Elazar. Beep, turn the page. My time with Rabbi Meir Beilan Echad. Watch Pshat according to Rabbi Meir that says when somebody brings even the single tree, he brings Bikurim, and he doesn't go and he doesn't read from the, he doesn't read the Pesukim. It says, my time with Rabbi Meir Beilan Echad, Kevin the Eno Kore, Mishum the Siv, Asher Tavi Miarzacha, the Lamim Bevi, Ham Be Hava Nami Mamayat Lekra. Even from bringing it, the Pesuk is coming to exclude it. So he's not saying the Pesukim, so don't even bring. My time with the Rabbanim Beshte Yelonis, so what's Pshat, the Chacham or the Chamim, they say the one buys two trees, he brings Bikurim without bringing, without saying the, without saying the Pesukim, right? These guys also shouldn't bring Bikurim at all. They shouldn't be bringing Nara. Amarla. So let's say back to Hashem, welcome. Davar Asher Rishonim Lo Amru Botam Tishalenu Bevisa Medrash Kedei Levay Sheini. Right, this thing that the Chachamim said, meaning the mayor and the Chachamim, were they the ones that said, they didn't give us a time, they didn't give us a reason for like what they said over here. So what are you trying to do here? You're going to ask me about this in the Beis Medrash in order to go to embarrass me? What are you doing? You're going to say this for everyone? I don't know. I have no idea. They didn't say, how am I supposed to know? I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, my kusha. I don't say, what exactly is the problem here? Dilma Rabbi Meir, Bila Nechetz Fukim Esafkale. Maybe the reason is Rabbi Meir is unclear whether someone who buys one tree is getting land with it. Rabbanu Mishnei Lonetz Fukim Esafkale. And they're misupak whether or not you get it, you get that either. So therefore, what do you do? So you got maybe Vena Kuri. Says Rashbam, that Mesafkale, Ikana Karka Minadin. Oh, lo. Do you get karka with it or not? Fahai Da'amin Lo Kana Karka. Hainu Mishum Diyad. The seller, he has the upper hand, the misfekel of kinumane. Because if it's a suffix, we don't go and take the land out of him because he's a muksak on the land. So he's going, what? Umi misafkale? So maybe really misupak is whether or not someone who goes in and buys one tree, he gets land that comes along with it. Well, Katani, but if a Bryce that says that if someone buys one tree growing in his fellow's, you know, his friend's field, that he brings Bikurim without going in and saying the Psukim. Lefisha lo kana karka, because he didn't get the karka. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Sagas like Rabbi Meir, which means that the buyer definitely did not get the land. There's no suffix. Says Gemara, Shema Sheva lo kana karka. No, explain what the Braisa means, that he doesn't say the Psukim because maybe he didn't get the land. Right? So they don't say it as like a vade, as a straight up thing. Says the Gemara, Velech. Shouldn't you also be worried that Dil Malav Bikurim Ninu? Maybe it's not even Bikurim. Become Ayli Chulana Azara. Right, you want to say someone who might not own the land on which his fruits grew still brings Bikurim. You don't say the Psukim, but you say you bring the Bikurim. But we have some problems with that because maybe what happens is he's bringing Chulin. But this stuff is not actually Bikurim. And then you bring it into the Azar, you're not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azar, unconsecrated produce stuff into it. Right? So what's going on? It says, go, I know the Makdashlu. We'll say that the guy, what did he do? He was Makdash. It says, Rashbam, Alatanai, you have a Bikurim shop. If it's Bikurim, then we're fine. Vilav, then lick those by carbon, let it be Mukdash. Right? So you Makdash is the Alatanai. So even though they're not Bikurim, you still you're allowed to bring it. Iva Bai Michlinu, but the coin has to go and eat the Bikurim. And we know that stuff that's mukdash is not able to be eaten over here. Says Rashbam, Bayinu Michlinu Lakoin Vishama Kedusha Vishama Kedusha's Damim. Yesh behen v'nanim in a hektish umah. Maybe he has kedushas damim on it now, and therefore he's from hektish and he's over meila. No problem. We can fix that. Why? Diparakalhu, the owner of these fruits, of them redeem them after this whole bikurim shtickle, and then you know the whole ceremony that he gives to the coin. Says Rashbam, Mishana diparakalhu, achashinichum afim mizbeach v'heinif. After the whole ceremony you're putting in front of the mizbeach and waving it, you go ahead. You have to wave it. That's part of the process. Right, they go ahead. And he's going to be, he's po there, and then he gives it to the coin. Everything's good. Then he eats it. And just in case, it actually was Bikurim. Vidoma la Bikurim, then hold on a second. Maybe they're not Bikurim at all. Vikomafka lud mi truma meiser. Now, by behaving like they're Bikurim, the owner is now going to be pottering them for the chiv of trumas and meisers to take it off. Right? And that's, we got ourselves a problem. Says the Rashbam, V'komafka lehum, mitruma, etc. V'nimsa ochel tvalim, yivo tevel, v'bikurim, arayin kitruma. Bikurim is like truma, d'chsev, truma siyadcha elu abikurim, v'chol sadeo yachal asas bikurim, k'datam b'tzach is bikurim. Mishana, the mafresh, we're going to say right now, the mafresh says, no problem. What do we do? The mafresh lu, the owner separates part of trumas and meisers before giving to the fruits of the coin. Therefore, if they really weren't bikurim, then everything's good. Says the Gemara, Truma Gadola. Okay, we understand that after they took off Truma Gadola, Yoiv Lelekohen, you can go and give it to a Kohen, right? Because Man of Shach, either it's Truma Gadola, Mishkas goes to a Kohen, or it's Bikurma goes to a Kohen, and therefore everything's good. But Maiser Sheni Nami, in the case of Maiser Sheni, Yoiv Lelekohen, because Maiser Sheni, you can go ahead and you're allowed to give your Maiser Sheni to a Kohen. But Maiser Ani Nami, Maiser Ani also, Yoiv Lelekohen, and you give it to a Kohen, and Ani, who's a Kohen, and they have no problem. Elo Maiser Rishon, the 10%, we Truma, you take off, you give the Kohen, but Maiser Rishon, you give to the Levi, that goes to Levi, Laman Yoivli, who are you going to give it to? Because he can't give it to a Kohen, he has to go to a Levi, and he can't, Levi's not able to go and eat it, so what's going on? Mr. Lamar, the Yoivli, the Kohen. Give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Kid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds. Wild, wild idea over here, my friends. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah come along and he say? We saw this way back in Yevamos and Ksuvos. Mr. Shem will see in Chulin. Netanya, Truma Gedola the Kohen. You give Truma Gedola to a Kohen. Maaser Rishon le Levi. Dev Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Maaser Rishon af the Kohen. Even Maaser Rishon goes to a Kohen. Says Rashbam. Velola Levi, not to Levi. The Maharshu Ksuvas, Berkishas Samala, Umikila, Le Basar de Kansinu Ezra, Umashmale, Abuza Bazar, Levium de Kra, the Kara Af Kohanim. Levium, or even Levium are called Kohanim, Bemashma, the Be'esim, the Arba, Mekomas, the Kukwan. Levium, the 24 places of Kohanim are called Levium. I have the Bikurim, and maybe a little Bikurim, a Barkri. Then you have to say the Psukkim over here. So, how can you do this whole Bikurim shtick without bringing the, instead of saying all these Psukkim? Says Rashbam, Meheach Yochal, Meheam Below Kriya, could you eat from without having doing the Psukkim? Says Gemara, Kriya Lomai Kevis. Whether you read or you don't read, that's not Ma'akev, be able to eat it. Says Gemara, Rashbam, Lomai Kevis, because I'm reading Beperik Basar, the Mesachas Makos. It's not Ma'akev. Really, you should be doing it, but if you didn't do it, it's so fine. Vilo, really, it's not Ma'akev. Amr of Zer, says, Viet Rabbi Zeira. See, we is called Hara Oile Bila and Bila Me'akevis. That anything, this is about a carbon mincha, anything, any case of a carbon mincha, which is Ra'oi to be mixed together. Bila, whether you mixed it or not, is not going to be Ma'akev. It's not going to stop it. So if not, then Bila is going to be Ma'akev. So what does this mean? By carbon milchum, we know that what is it? It was flour, it's oil, and you had Levona, frankincense, right? And how do you do it? Depends on what it was. You bake it, you fry it, depending on what the circumstance, what the carbon. Now, there's all way to go and to prepare this whole shtickle, these carbonos. And some of the things are necessary in order to be actually a good carbon. Others, if not, it's not Ma'akev, it's not a problem. We're talking about now something called Bila. That's when you go and you mix everything together, which is not an essential part of the actual service itself. And he's teaching us that even though, right now the question is like this, any case where a mincha is fit to be mixed together, ideally it's supposed to mix it together. If it could be mixed together and you don't do it, kol ha'ro'i lebila, then whether you mix it or don't mix it, it's not ma'akev. But if it's not able to be mixed in the first place, you're not able to do it, then the fact that you didn't do it, Bila Me'akevis, the fact that you didn't go and mix it, now it actually is going to be Me'akev. So we should say the same thing over here. Even though really you should be saying the Psukim, if you don't, it's not going to be Me'akev, but like Koloroi, the Bila Me'akevis, if you could be saying the Psukim and you don't, okay, it's not Me'akev. But what if you can't be? In this case, we can't be because we don't know. So therefore, it's Taka should be that the Bikurim should be no good because the Pesukim aren't able to be said in the first place. And for the Gemara, the Avad Luke Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, what happened was the owner did with them like Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, the Amr who said, Batsran v'shigran b'yad shaliach, and the owner, umay shaliach b'derech, mevi ve'eno kore. If the owner did boats, batsran, it means he harvested the Bikurim. This is talking about boats there's by grapevines, and he sends them to Shalim in the hand of a Shliach. And let's say, or you have a case that the Shliach, let's say, he did it himself, but he died along the way to going to Shalim. Maybe the Ein Okor, then the owner brings the Bikurim, but even though the wind, he brought this stuff up, let's say he goes and he died along the way, maybe even in Kori, what happens is you go and you bring the Bikurim, the owner goes to bring the Bikurim now, but he doesn't say the Psukim over here. And since it's not Chayiv, not the required to do it, then therefore it's going to be good, even if it isn't said. My time, or what's Pshat? Why is it you don't need in these particular cases, either in the case you said that the owner harvested and he sent them in the hands of a Shliach, or let's say the Shliach did the harvest, but he died along the way. Why didn't you have to go ahead and say in these cases, the Chsib Villa tachta ve'evisa. The pasuk says you will take the bikurim and then you shall bring, right, you bring it, beep, turn the page, until it was the harvesting and the bringing are done by one person. V'haleka, in this case of Yosef and Chanina, this isn't what happens. It wasn't that you had one person who was doing both. Therefore, not seeing the Pesukim, Zaki Bima Akev, says the Gemara, Amrli Rav Acha Berida Rav Avyel Rav Ashi, says, no, let's break it down. Pesukei Ninu, these are Pesukim. Likri, let me just say Pesukim. Like, why do you have to come to this whole shtickle of Yosef Chanina when bringing the Bikurim over here, right? Let him just say psukim out of a suffix, and then worst case scenario, then it was nothing, and in best case, he was mekayem the mitzvah. Amar lei mishum demechsek kishikra, because it looks like a lie. It looks like he's lying over here. It says Rishbam mishum demechsek shikra shari b'shvil avos bikurim kakari. That's what he's reading. If Hashem alav bekarka shalom, it was on his land guard, who didn't go on his land. V'kamashak v'ksiv dover shkarim lo yikon leneged enai aval kishikari b'torah. From the Torah, it doesn't look like it's lying over here, right? So when it says that I'm bringing the first fruits of the land that you gave to me, maybe it's really not his, right? So when he brings it in, it's not his. So therefore, if he really didn't have any land, then he's saying something which is not true, right? And like the Pesukim tell him, says, a speaker of falsehood should not be established before my eyes. So therefore, we don't want it to happen. If the owner makes these Pesukim, and maybe people are going to come to make a mistake and now say these Bikurim, they'll have to do Trumas and Maisos, and therefore you don't go ahead and say that. It says, man the chazi, the karyaleu, ki Bikurim, v'doyim kishiyu lo Bikurim, keila, they're going to be certain that when they have Bikurim like this, lo yafshin Truman, that I can think of Truman, the Kasavi Bikurim, v'doyim, certainly the Truman v'doyim. Inami, I gave a gufe, this guy himself, helkach oved behu, akera, shalalikros, to do a hecker, that you don't go ahead and read. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.